ABC Victoria. You're with Nicole Chavastic for Statewide Drive.
And one of the facilities which has been under a lot of financial pressure recently is a facility which assists the farming community, which is suffering from stress-related pressures. Sue Brumby is the director of the National Centre for Farmer Health. Sue, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Nicole.
We have a new Minister for Mental Health. Can she assist the situation from where you see it? What's the situation in relation to the withdrawal of funding for the National Centre for Farmer Health programs?
The withdrawal of funding is very significant for us. We've been running programs with farm men and women and agricultural workers for some time, very much grassroots in communities, and also developing programs helping rural health and agricultural professionals work better with farm men and women. So loss of funding is very significant in terms of all those services.
How acute is the mental health issues in that sector?
I think we've been working now for over a decade, and we certainly work in terms of all of health and mental health as well. And over the period of time, we've obviously been through the worst drought in Australia's history. We've been working with flood people, bushfire victims, and obviously people that have seen their livestock and crops suffer. And of course, more recently with the fruit producers. I think the challenge is that farming by its very nature is a life that has an economic and an emotional tie that makes it more complex than a lot of other businesses. So that's really what's, I think, at the crux with farmer health. It is just a little bit more complicated than other occupations.
Tell me about the future for your centre, the National Centre for Farmer Health.
Our funding was ceased in 2012, June 2012, and we're just winding up our Sustainable Farm Families program with the last program July 18. And mental health and mental wellness is a substantial part of those programs. So farmers have really liked those and have been well attended and supported over the period of time that they've run. So it's very, very sad to see a program that's been so externally evaluated no longer supported. And indeed, we've just had a Canadian delegation out to take the program back to Canada.
What vision stays with you of one of those farmers who's come to you for help?
I think what we found with farmers is that it takes them a little while to realise that their mild stress isn't actually mild stress, that it's actually moved into moderate depression or moderate anxiety.
Can you give me a case study that's stuck with you?
I have so many, to be quite honest, Nicole. We've done worked with over 2,500 farm men and women. I guess if people have been touched particularly by trauma, I guess they're the ones that stay with you, and it's often unresolved. And then through the program, people actually recognise that there is this unresolved issue and can feel comfortable, A, about talking about it with their peers and their fellow farm men and women, and also their family. And I guess they're the ones that have stayed really strongly.
So can you recount one farmer who came to you and said something to you that has stuck with you?
Yes, that they had lost a member of their family and that they thought they had managed that. And in fact, they realised now that they hadn't, and it took a lot of courage to seek support, and that they were now on medication, were seeking skills to help them control their lives as they tried to move back off medication, and the importance of learning those skills to keep going. So while the medication helps them get control back over their life, the important thing is that people are learning the skills to then stop a relapse and live a full and productive life again.
Sue Brumby, we have a new Minister for Mental Health. Is it time to take your case forward again and have one last shot at getting funding restored?
Oh, absolutely. I'm a bit of persister and a prevailer. So we're certainly continuing to lobby the Victorian government and the federal government. But I think the key thing for us with farmers is that poor health, whether that's mental health or physical health, shouldn't be a byproduct of agricultural production.
Do you think that you'll get a better hearing from this particular mental health minister? Because clearly previous ministers have endorsed cutting of the funds.
I don't know, Nicole.
Well, perhaps we can put that question to her if she will join us on the program, maybe tomorrow or the day after. Sue Brumby, good luck.
Thank you very much, Nicole.
And thank you for giving us your time this afternoon.
Pleasure.
Sue Brumby is doing great work at the National Centre for Farmer Health, where she is the director. If you'd like to join the conversation, you're most welcome, 1300 303 468, or you can jump on the text 0467 842 722. We're coming up to 5:30. That means it's ABC News time. Jane McNaughton is a dairy farmer in the Kiowa Valley. Jane, good afternoon. I'm good. You're one of those farming families who actually was involved in a course with the Sustainable Farm Families program.
That's right. We did it in 05, 06 and 07 through very difficult times in the Golden Valley.
Yes. Okay. And this is with the National Centre for Farmer Health?
That's right. Yeah.
And did it help you at all?
Well, we found it very supportive. We were forearmed, let's say, by the information that we were able to get. I mean, it was very difficult to get good medical education and the knowledge, so you knew as you got older that you had some ability to ask the right question, therefore to get the right answer.
Okay.
Yeah, and in very difficult times, as the Golden Valley again is suffering in difficult times with horticulture, it certainly gave you a feeling that you had a little bit of knowledge about what your body was doing to you.
Can you give me a snapshot of what you were going through?
Oh, well, it was drought with dairy farming at the time. Your health, your family's health, obviously stress plays a huge amount of difference in your behaviour to people and how you get on with life. Your mental health, it's normal to be afraid or have anxiety, but you don't sort of think that you should be having it every day of your life, and you do go into that position when, you know, money's tight, or as in the Golden Valley at the moment, when you're having to rip out trees, that your total livelihood, your whole work, you've pruned every one of them, you know, every year of its life, you've looked after them, and then it all just comes to a horrible tearing end.
And then they say, and now you can bulldoze them into the ground.
That's right.
And you've got to find $100,000 to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, financial stress is one thing, but the stress that it puts on your family, your relationships, your age overnight.
How did it affect you, your relationships with your family and with each other?
We were forearmed. We had this program. It was a terrific support program. We had a folder full of information. We knew other people were going through it. We had access to terrific people who were well educated in what we were going through. You know, they were supporting us. So you knew that was in place. But you still had to struggle through it. And yes, sometimes the folder got dragged out and you went through it. Yes, it is normal to get the hot, dry sweats and wake up in the middle of the night with the heart going flat out. It is normal not to feel like eating every night. It's not really normal, is it, though? I mean, that's the side effect of someone's wrecking your life. But to know that it is normal to feel horrible about what's going on in your life is something. You don't have to.
Did you come through the other side okay, Jane?
Yes, we most definitely did. We're still milking cows, and for some silly reason we seem to love doing it.
And what would you say to farmers who might be listening who are determined just to somehow walk ahead by themselves?
Oh, yeah, keep that bloody head up and just keep doing it, because, I mean, somebody's got to feed the country one day. They might not want to be fed by us today, but they will need it one day. We can't eat unsustainable food from other countries. We have a beautiful, green, clean image of our food in Australia.
But I also guess the other message is that there is help there and you don't have to do it by yourself, Joan.
Well, with sustainable farm families, most definitely you have help. But if they're going to lose their funding, then we're going to lose that individual right, I think. I mean, everyone's right to have access to good medical knowledge and education, and farmers won't be getting that if the funding backs to this program. I mean, going to a doctor and having your blood pressure done is okay, and that's better than not having it done. But knowing why you're getting it done, knowing what the parameters are, that's the knowledge that we need.
What would you say to the new mental health minister, if you could?
Mental health? Well, mental health drives everything, doesn't it? I mean, we've got to look after that more than, well, yes, we've got to look after our legs and our heart and all the rest, but if our brain doesn't want to function, what's the point of anything?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what you say to these people.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Jane, and I'm glad that you made it through okay. Jane McNaughton, a dairy farmer in the Kiowa Valley.